Good morning, everybody. This is Pete Lane. Welcome to another Blind Abilities presentation. With me this morning is Jeff Thompson. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hey, Pete Lane. How are you doing?
Excellent. We have a very special guest with us this morning. Today happens to be the day after the second showing of the 2015 season of The Voice. And first up on last night's agenda was our guest.
Let's meet the night's first artist.
My name is Joseph Bommersbach. I go by Blind Joe. I'm 32 years old from Fargo, North Dakota. People have called me Blind Joe all my life, and obviously that's because I'm blind and my name is Joe. I was born 3 months premature, and I had a 98% chance that I was not supposed to live. I ended up pulling through just fine, except my retinas didn't attach. So yeah, this is a truly blind audition.
Let me get this right, Joe. Joe Bommersbach.
Yes, sir. Good morning, gentlemen.
All right.
Good morning. You got it, man. That's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah. We are speaking with Joseph Bommersbach, from currently hailing from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm sorry, Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
That's okay, man. I get that
originally,
all the time.
Originally from Fargo, North Dakota.
Yes.
South Dakota.
North Dakota.
Down, I'm down here in Florida, so that's Germany to me. But Joe,
it's Antarctica to us.
There we go. Joe had a dynamite performance last night as Blind Joe on The Voice. Good morning, Joe. How are you this morning?
Good morning, my friend. I'm doing fantastic. How are y'all doing?
Hey, really super.
Good.
Are you basking in the afterglow?
I have slept for probably a total of 90 minutes since everything aired, and I've just been trying to respond to everybody, and everybody's just been so awesome, and so things have just been so crazy, man. I would like to take 5 minutes and bask in everything, but I really it's like I don't have time right now. I'm in such shock, man. It's so crazy. I mean, a 4-chair turnaround and working.
Oh, amazing.
Working with one of my heroes. I'm just amazed. I'm
so are people crawling out of the woodwork?
To an extent, yeah, it's you get people that you haven't talked to in a while, or like old teachers and family members that you didn't know existed and stuff like that. So yeah, but it's so flattering, and so I'm so appreciative, man. I mean, I've been doing what I do now for, well, I've been singing and playing all my life, but professionally I've been doing this for 10, 12 years, and
it's about time, right?
So I don't know if I want to say that, but it's definitely, it feels good to be appreciated for the dues that I've paid.
Well, I've got to say before your blind audition actual performance last night, they played that bio, which is just a kind of a summary of Blind Joe, where you came from. The family was there. Mom and dad were there. And, mm-hmm. and your wife, Leanne, was there representing.
Leanne and I have been married now for a little over a year. She is my angel. So I thank God every day that he blessed me with someone as wonderful as her.
Get on in here.
And you did say that you first played a honky tonk when you were in college, and you said you made $100 in the gig and said, whoa, this is pretty cool.
Yes, and it was. I'll never forget that night. It was a little bar in Little Rock, Arkansas called the Press Box. And Linda was one of the waitresses there. And I had asked her if I could come in and play. And she said, yeah, we'll let you set up and jam for a little bit. And
nice.
I went in it was like an obscure night. It wasn't like anything that was promoted. And it was like, oh, Blind Joe's playing. It's Friday. And it was just, come in and play. And I sat down and put a little a beer pitcher in front of me and just started jamming, and
nice.
Made $100. And I thought, and of course, free booze. I'm always
of course
down with
a
that.
Few free drinks. I'm sure.
And, and I thought, man, this is as if I didn't already want to play music. for
I
a living.
Know what you mean? Yeah. That's outstanding.
I thought.
So man, were you going to school in Little Rock at the time?
I was. Yeah, I was going to a place called I don't know if it's. I think it's called something else now, but it was called Lions World Services for the Blind.
Sure is, yeah. It's called World Services for the Blind now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they are absolutely wonderful people and a wonderful organization. And I was going through their public relations or customer service, something like that,
sure,
through their program. And it really just kind of happenstance.
In college, I started playing music down at the Honky Tonk. My first show, I made like $100 in tips, and I was like, hey, this is all right. I've been playing small town bars now for 10 years. My wife Leanne's always been very supportive of my music. Yeah, I like that.
That sounded good.
Tell me the truth. It's kind of hard to pay attention in class after a honky tonk night, isn't it?
And I think if anyone from World Services for the Blind is listening right now, they'll agree that I was a little rambunctious years ago when I.
But I would, unlike I, now, you mean?
Yeah. I did.
You're honing your craft.
I was a little tardy, you know, back then. And
every once in a while.
Right, right. I still am. Still am. So, you know, nothing's changed. I mean, things obviously have changed, but
it's nothing like showing up a little bit late and first thing you say is, "Where's the coffee?"
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You had a super performance last night, and you sang "If It Hadn't Been for Love," written by Chris Stapleton.
Yes, one of my idols, man. He's such an amazing songwriter and artist, and I was so honored to be able to sing that tune. It's a song that I've been singing since I heard it back in 08 or 09, and you know, I hope if he hears the performance, he enjoys what I did with it.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he does.
Great, yeah.
Never would have hitchhiked to Birmingham if it hadn't been for love. Never would have run through the blinding rain without $1 to my name if it hadn't been for love. Four cold walls against my will. At least I know she's alive.
I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
What's it like when you, accommodations, were they like over the top? Or was it,
did you
have to slow them down a little bit?
No. You know what? Everyone at The Voice was so nice. And so nobody was like, you know, oh, you're blind. So do we need to do that? I mean, it wasn't, you know how you kind of get that weirdness with people sometimes, like when it's just too much.
Yeah.
Right. They overcompensate. They're like, oh, you're blind. So you can't do anything. Let me help you, you know, walk three steps. It was not like that at all. They were very cool and very nice. And, you know, I'm a pretty easy, you know, you meet me and talk to me for 30 seconds and you pretty much understand who I am and that I'm relatively independent and I know what I'm doing and stuff like that. And they were all so cool and just willing to just roll with it, man. I mean, nobody was too over the top or, you know, nobody.
They loved your humor right off the beginning.
Yes, you know? They did.
Hey, Joe, I'm Carson.
Hey, Carson.
Nice to see you, man. Welcome.
Looking good, bro.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. I like the humor already.
Oh, yeah. Carson thought that was pretty cool. Well, he's such a great guy.
When they did the turnaround, it was so fast that they picked up, like Blake said, that was Adam, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying anything, just that your voice is a little high.
Right.
That wasn't Gwen.
What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Blind Joe.
Blind Joe, you got a 4-chair turnaround just then.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what to say, man.
I pick Team Adam. That'd be great. man, I don't expect this to go my way. I see the cowboy hat. Every time there is a flare that may lean country, I lose, Joe. And I'm sick of losing. I want to win, and I am not going to give up until I have someone that does something that is completely unique. And I'm hoping that I could have you be that person for me.
Thank you.
How you doing, Joe? This is Pharrell speaking.
Well, that was Adam, by the way.
Yes.
He could have thought it was Gwen. I'm just saying that's... You have a high voice, is all I'm saying. Yeah.
Now, when you were sitting there on that stage, do you remember all that?
I blacked out, dude. Completely. Yeah. Honestly. Like, you know, it's so easy as a viewer to armchair quarterback a show like that. Especially being an artist, you sit there and you watch other people doing that and you think, whatever, dude. You know, you're singing for 90 seconds. Big freaking deal.
Right.
But when you're there, and even you know, we rehearse with the band before the audition to make sure that everything's set.
How much time do you have to rehearse? Do you have leisurely? Not much.
No. It's like get in, do it, go.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of time at all. And they're such professional guys and such great musicians.
Yeah, you know, it sounded really good, by the way. That team last night sounded great. Yeah.
They're fantastic. Paul and Justin and the guys are so amazing. But getting back to my original point, which was what exactly? I just lost it. I'm sorry.
We were headed to the honky tonk, and accommodating and then the moment you kind of black out.
Oh, the blackout moment.
Yeah. Seconds.
It was funny because I was talking to one of the producers like 5 seconds before I went on stage. And of course you get to know everybody while you're there. And she pulled me aside and she said, man, she said, we all love you so much around here. You're going to do great. I said, this is the most nervous I've ever been in my entire life. She said, you just get up there and do what you do. She said, but do me one favor. I said, what's that? She said, please, for the love of God, don't cuss. I said, wow, you've really gotten to know me.
They sure did.
She had that 30 seconds, didn't she?
Yes.
So while we're talking about the process, how long ago did you actually do that performance? Can you tell us?
I can't. We can't really go into detail.
He did it last night, Pete. He did it last night.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Watching, Pete, I thought you were watching.
I saw it on TV.
Sorry.
He fast-forwarded it.
It was live, and you're in California now.
You just checked it out on YouTube, didn't you?
Right.
You're a, what do they call it, a fair weather fan.
Yeah, I'm from Minnesota. There is no fair weather.
Right.
Yeah. My wife did point out to me, because I'm totally blind, you know, and I enjoyed the audio performance, but she pointed out that you play your guitar in your lap. Have you done that your entire life?
Yes, I have.
Jeff Healy style.
Yes. You know, and I'll tell you something about Jeff Healy here in a second, but that comes from my grandpa. When I was 3 years old, bought me a cheap guitar from I think it was like Sears and Roebuck, and taught me how to play that way. And I can't play standard, like the regular way you play guitar. I can't strum a chord to save my life.
Go for it. That'd be awesome.
My mom and dad really instilled that if you want something, you've got to work hard. I think that really has helped me a lot. Music, of course, was a huge part of my childhood. When I was 5 years old, my grandpa bought me a cheap guitar. He secured mailbox letters to the neck of the guitar so that I knew what letter corresponded to the note that I was playing. Ever since then, I've really never looked back, no pun intended.
So how do you work your left hand with the guitar in your lap? Do you do your chording and whatnot from the top, or do you go under like a normally?
From the top. Like so it's basically, somebody has compared it to playing a piano, which is ironic because that's another instrument that I started on was piano.
Nice.
And I never really thought about that until somebody brought it up. But yes, it is a lot like playing a piano with your left hand in a sense.
Very cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw Jeff Healy back in, I don't want to say how many. You're getting older when you start talking decades, you know. and just wild, just playing away, you know. You hear his songs on the radio, but if you get deep into his albums and stuff like that, that guy was deep into the blues, you know.
Oh, he Man, sure was.
And he was so just talented. I mean, I sit and try to play the licks that he plays, and I'm like how the hell do you do that, man? Like, and I'm not a lead guitarist, you know, I'm kind of a rhythm dude,
right?
So lead has always been something that I've tried to work at, but I just kind of suck at it, and he just blows my freaking mind.
I liked yesterday when they played that. I believe you're just sitting with your wife strumming and playing some rhythm.
Yeah, we were chilling outside.
Yeah, and you said, hey, that sounds good. You know, it's like you're just finding something, a groove, you know?
Yeah, that's what we were doing. I was trying to write a little something, and I, you know, caught the groove, and she dug it. I mean, that's what we do, man.
Would you call her your guide wife?
My seeing eye wife, yeah.
Seeing eye wife, right.
That's the end, right?
Leanne is like my ultimate roadie. She loads up the equipment, sells merchandise, and tears down at the end of the night.
We jokingly say I'm his seeing eye wife, but I don't see it as a job. It's just what you do because he's my husband and I love him.
We say that all the time.
Well, you're up in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, and I'm from Minnesota myself. And I know
Minnesota,
like,
represent.
That's right.
You must travel a lot.
We do. You know, we bought a new car about a year ago, and I think it had like 48,000 miles on it. Now I think we're pushing 100,000. So
nice.
We're constantly on the road, man. Just trying to spread the love to people that enjoy music.
That's cool.
As much as we do, you know.
I like Blake's line. How would you like to be on stage at the CMAs with Ronnie Millsap after you win this thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that there's a thing called the country mafia, and Blake is in charge of that. And so we don't stand a chance against him, but I really appreciate your performance. There was something so honest about it and raw. I grew up on bluegrass and folk music, and I had that feeling of my childhood when I heard you sing. And I'm happy to be witnessing it.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Joe. How cool would it be to see you and Ronnie Millsap jamming out at the CMA Awards or something, man, after you win this freaking thing? Dude, you've overcame so much. It's time to start reaping some rewards. I'd be honored to introduce you to Nashville for sure.
God willing, that will happen, man. I can't even imagine. You know, I'm still in shock over.
I would imagine
over a 4-chair turn, dude. I mean,
Joe. Sorry to interrupt.
No.
For folks who haven't heard your music, they can find your original music at blindjoemusic.com.
Blindjoe.com.
Blindjoe.com, and you've got 4 CDs up there for sale.
4 CDs, all original music. With the exception of a couple co-writers on a couple of songs, you know, my buddies and me sitting around with a bottle of whiskey and
nice
and a guitar. But I think there's 2 songs that I put on a couple of records that I didn't pen myself.
Right.
But the majority of it is all.
Majority of it. And it is pure, pure country. Pure honky tonk. We'll have to get that, Jeffrey.
Yeah. Crap kicking country.
It sure is.
It does have a rock and roll flair to it, and you know, I'm proud of that. I grew up on everything from Hank Williams to bands like Guns N' Roses and Pantera, and I try to incorporate all of that into the music that I write, and I think it shows, and I'm very proud of that.
So. Hank Williams meets Pantera.
Yes. Right. Yes. So people ask me. So what, you know, the people that have never heard the music say, so Blind Joe, what can I expect if I go to blindjoe.com and check out your music? I said, well, picture Hank Williams and Dimebag Darrell getting together and somehow having a child.
That conjures up an image, doesn't it?
indeed. That's what you get when you rock some Blind Joe.
Now, on The Voice, you will undoubtedly have to sing other genres.
Yes.
What's the next step, by the way? Would that be a face-off?
Yes. Yeah. The next step is called the battle rounds.
The battle round, right.
And so what that entails is competing with another contestant on my team to keep the spot that we've both secured.
In hockey, they call that a face-off.
Yes.
Right.
Trying to help with the Minnesota.
But that's usually a song selected by your coach, who is Blake Shelton, for those who haven't figured that out yet. And it could be any genre. They will often throw a pop or a rap, maybe not a rap, but, you know, a hip-hop type song.
I'm hoping I get to do some Tupac this next round.
You want to give us a little sample right here?
Now let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West. A little California love there for you.
There you go. There you go.
There you go.
Hey, Joe, just be smart about your strategy, because I worry about you on a team that has a lot of country singers.
I don't worry about your future on this show for one freaking second.
Well, so, Joe, you've impressed us greatly. We are very excited about what you did last night and what your future is on the show.
Well, thank you guys so much. And I just want to tell you guys what an honor it is to be able to talk to you, man. I've listened to the Blind Abilities channel for a while. And, you know, Pete, you and I have worked together on a couple of podcasts. And
sure.
And Jeff, it's an honor, man. We, of course, you know, we were shooting the bull before the show, and you guys are such stand-up dudes. And I can't thank you guys enough for the promotion and just for being who you are, man. It's wonderful to get to talk to you guys.
Well, it's
thank
our pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Good luck appreciate with the show. That.
Oh, thank you, guys. You know, guys, let me just say to the fans that are listening, old fans and new fans, thank you guys so much for all the support. Keep tabs on me with, you know, through Facebook and Twitter. I'm at facebook.com/TheBlindJoe. It's TheBlindJoe on Instagram, TheBlindJoe on Twitter. That's TheBlindJoe. And of course the YouTube channel is youtube.com/blindjoemusic. I can't thank you guys enough for your support. And I mean, everything's just blowing up, man. I've got Facebook messages and tweets and texts, and you guys are just, it's like getting a big warm hug from the entire freaking world.
Well, you are representing the blindness community, Joe, and we're all pulling for you. And I think you're going to get more and more supporters from our community, and they're going to do nothing but learn to love you as you
awesome.
Go on.
Awesome. And I love y'all so much. Thank you guys for the support, man.
All right. Thank you, Blind Joe.
All right, guys. Thank y'all.
Take care, Joe.
You too,
future
man.
On this show for one freaking second. There's only one Blind Joe in the freaking world. Come home. Thank come to my team.
Shock me, Joe. Shock me. It's time to decide. Who do you think is your coach? Jeez.
I pick Blake.
It's enough.
Beside myself right now.
Yo, I'm so happy.
Blind Joe is one of the most special singers I've ever had on my team.
I'm honored that you chose me. Thank you so much.
This is going to be a lot of fun. He's singing from a place that it's hard to conquer in country music.
Say hi to the other coaches.
Yeah, come on.
That's just an absolute shock.
Good win right here.
Right here.
Hi.
Hi.
Very nice to meet you. Thank you.
Here's Adam. He's really mad, but here's Adam.
Hey, dude. How are you, man?
This is the start of an amazing career for me and a wonderful life for my wife, most of all.
Blind Joe!
And in 2015, Joe's life changed.